Chapter 5, The Dragons.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
My eyes pop open. I can hear birds calling and singing. Aw, they must be perched on the branches right outside our tree hut. I stretch and toss off my blanket. Jonah, I say. No answer. I look over at the other bunk bed. Isaac? Ben? No answer. Maybe they're still sleeping. Time to get up, I call out. No answer. I get out of bed and check the top bunk. No Jonah. I check on the other bunk bed. Also empty. Where are they? Jonah wouldn't have gone somewhere without me again, right? Right? The boys must be outside with Peter, Tink, and Mary Rose. I'm probably the last one awake, and Jonah and his friends are all patiently waiting for me like good children raised by the best of parents. I suck in a big breath, press my hands together, and dive back through the shimmering part of the tree bark. Pop! I emerge in the forest where we were last night. The grass is bright green and the sky is bright blue, but no one is here. Hello, I call out. Jonah? Mary Rose? Peter? I hear a rustle of tree leaves. It's Peter. He flies down from a treetop in his green outfit, complete with his green cap.
Morning, Abby, he says cheerfully. I was just taking in the view.
Where is everyone? I ask him.
Tink took the Lost Boys to visit the dragons, he says, and starts humming a song.
What? I cry. No! We're supposed to go home. Peter stops humming.
But they really wanted to see the dragons. Can you blame them?
I sigh. I guess not. But still. The dragons won't hurt anyone, right? I ask, wincing. They won't breathe fire on the boys.
Well, they are real dragons, Peter points out, so no promises. Great. Just great.
What about Mary Rose? I ask. Is she still sleeping in her fairy nest? I crane my neck up, but I can't make out anything because the trees are so tall.
Nope, she's not here, Peter says. She probably went with the boys and Tink.
I really wish everyone had waited for me or woken me before taking off. I glance at my watch. It says it's just a few minutes after 11 p.m. Could time really be moving this slowly here? Hopefully my mom hasn't noticed that we're gone. I think about Prince cowering under my bed. Aw, I hope he's okay too. But what if my watch is wrong? Can you take me to the dragons? I ask Peter. The minute I find the boys and Mary Rose, we're leaving for Smithville.
Sure thing, Peter says, saluting me. Come on.
And with that, he shoots straight back up in the air.
Wait!
I cry after him. I can't fly without pixie dust. Do you have any?
That's Tink's department,
Peter tells me from midair. But aren't you using any right now?
Nope. I used it for so long. These days, I can fly on my own. It'll happen to you and the boys eventually, too,
Peter says with a grin. Peter! I cry. We are not staying that long. He smiles down at me.
Sure, sure, whatever you say. Hey, do you want me to carry you?
Oh, I guess you can try.
Piggyback,
he says, floating down so he's closer to me. I climb onto his back, and we immediately sink to the ground, kind of like if he was carrying me in deep water.
I don't think this will work, Peter says. Oh, well. I'll just have to use my legs to get to Dragonland, I say, like old times. Peter smiles and flies off. I start running after him, watching him dart across the sky. I wish I could be soaring behind him. But no, I'm pushing big leaves and bushes out of my way and huffing and puffing through the woods. Hey, Abby, are you hungry? Peter calls down. Do you want a breakfast burrito? Ooh, that does sound good. Sure, I say. Peter plucks a burrito off one of the tree branches and tosses it down to me. Then he grabs one for himself. I catch the burrito and take a big bite. Egg and cheese. I wish we had these food trees at home, I say. Or you could just make Neverland home and you will have this all day, every day. Peter says, stay forever! We can't stay past this morning, never mind forever. If you say so, he says, frowning. I gobble up the rest of the burrito. Delicious. Let's move. This way, Peter calls and goes flying again. I follow him around more trees. Some have steaks or pears or ice cream cones on their branches, and some are just regular trees. What a magical place. Food trees, mer people, dragons. Peter, are any of the dragons nice? I call up to him. The baby dragons are nice, he says. Aw, baby dragons. What are baby dragons called? Dogs are puppies, cats are kittens, and baby dragons are... whelps, he says. Whelpies, I coo. Cuteness. Peter keeps flying, and I follow along, trying to keep up and not trip over random tree roots. Finally, I see him pointing toward the water. I look over and can make out the top of the pirate ship. My heart races. Yikes. Walking the plank is not on my list of things to do this morning. Quiet, Peter says, putting a finger to his lips. Then I hear a thunderous sound. Roar! I look up and something swoops by overhead. It's big and orange with bright amber eyes. All of a sudden, I see a rush of glowing red fire spit out from its mouth. Ah! I call out, dragon, huge dragon. I squeeze my eyes shut. Then I realize I need to actually see if the dragon is headed for me, so I open them again. Oh, don't worry about him, Peter says. That's one of the whelps. What? That huge creature spewing fire is a baby dragon? I ask. It's the size of an airplane and much wider. Peter laughs. Yep. Don't get close, though. Mama dragons are very protective. I am going to kill my brother and his friends, unless the dragons get to them first. Come on, Peter says, landing beside me. I know a ledge where we can look down and see what's happening in Dragonland. We carefully weave through the trees until we get to a rocky ridge. I peer down into the valley below. Wow! Baby dragons are frolicking in the teal water of the sea and on the rocks that line the shore. Four even bigger dragons, all different colors, are watching the baby dragons protectively. Those must be the grown-ups. Yikes. There's a sign in the sand that reads, Dragonland. But no sign of Jonah and his friends. I look all around. Do you see them? I ask Peter. I don't see them. But then I do spot something. Three boys in pajamas are standing by a palm tree alongside one shimmering orange dot. Jonah and his friends and Tink. And, oh no, they're surrounded by dragons.
big dragons, Mama and Papa dragons. Each boy is holding a stick and jabbing at the dragons, just like they did with their toy swords back home. Not exactly fearsome. Meanwhile, the dragons are roaring at them, fire arcing out of their mouths. Ah! Jonah and his friends and Tink are under attack!